The Me Too movement is women taking on very powerful men, mostly Hollywood power brokers, media moguls, and high-powered politicians. But long before Me Too became a hashtag, immigrant women who were sexually harassed and abused on the job had been speaking up. KQED's Sasha Coca brings us a story of one woman who helped change the law in California.
When I first met a janitor named Georgina Hernandez, she could barely make eye contact with me. She was timid, teary-eyed. She had worked at a hotel near Los Angeles, cleaning the lobby, and she had filed a lawsuit that alleged she was raped on the job by her supervisor. She was a single mom supporting her kids.
Cuando uno necesita el trabajo, uno llega a ser víctima de las personas por no tener la valentía y decir no.
When you need the job, she told me, you become a victim by not having the courage to say no. If you say no, you're going to lose your job. I didn't have someone to tell, anyone I could trust.
No tenía quien decirle, a quien confiarle mis cosas.
That was back in 2015. Today, she's a different person.
Uno, dos, tres.
No!
It's amazing, nearly 3 years later, to see Georgina confidently leading other women janitors in a self-defense class in downtown Los Angeles. They form a circle and practice how to shout no to fend off an attacker.
No!
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 Georgina's got a big grin on her face as she shows the other women how to make a fist to punch someone in the nose. They're practicing on these big muscled mannequins dressed in red t-shirts. The plastic faces have these menacing expressions. Georgina digs her thumbs into the mannequin's eye sockets, and I ask her how it feels.
Bien. Con coraje. Ya quisiera tener uno de verdad.
She bangs her fist and says, good, I'm mad. I wish I could do it for real. Her dark ponytail swings as she kicks a plastic mat hard, practicing how to aim for an attacker's testicles. Part of the exercise is learning how to even say that word.
Oh, mi vida ha sido como es nueva. Yo creo que yo misma me...
My life is new, she says. I almost don't even recognize myself. Now I'm confident in myself. I'm not afraid. Before, I was afraid of my own shadow. I'm not afraid of anything anymore.
No tengo miedo.
I first met Georgina, along with my reporting partners from Reveal and the investigative reporting program at the University of California, Berkeley. We spent a year and a half investigating how immigrant janitors like Georgina are particularly vulnerable to sexual violence. Our work became a documentary on Frontline and Univision in 2015. It was screened for janitors across California. And after the screenings, women often stood up and told their stories. Georgina became part of a campaign called Ya Basta, Enough is Enough. They protested in the streets and put up billboards along California freeways saying end rape on the night shift. California Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez Fletcher sponsored a bill that became law to protect women janitors.
To shine a light on this industry and make sure that we hold building owners responsible for the abuses.
The new law, phasing in this year, requires sexual harassment training for all janitors and their supervisors. Companies who don't comply can't do business in California. Georgina was among a group of janitors that held a five-day hunger strike outside the state capitol to urge California's governor to sign the bill.
Oh my God.
When he did, the women sobbed and collapsed into a giant hug. Georgina realized that by telling her story, she had power. She could help change the law.
Y pues rompe uno el silencio y dice, oh, no, yo tengo que hablar. No, no fue mi culpa. No tengo vergüenza. Lo mío le puede pasar a muchas mujeres más.
You have to break the silence, she says. You can't be embarrassed. It's not your fault. It's happened to lots of women, not just one or two, but thousands are behind me speaking up. Maybe now our world as immigrant women will change. Georgina is still working nights and early mornings as a janitor. But now she says she knows her rights, and the self-defense classes have helped her feel like she knows how to fight back.
Uno, dos, tres.
No!
Woo! All right.
She says the idea is to take what she's learning to the buildings where other women are cleaning and train them during their meal breaks. And she wants people to know janitors like her have been speaking up about harassment long before women in Hollywood.
Ellas tienen dinero, ellas son poderosas, ellas tienen todo en la vida, lo que yo no tengo. Y la están sacando por todos los medios.
Those women have money, she says. They're powerful. They have everything in life that I don't have. I'm proud of them for speaking up. But who listened to me? Nobody. These are important women. But I'm important, too.
Yo soy mujer de valor también.
For the world, Sasha Coca, Los Angeles.